CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China is repeating its call to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue through talks. It comes following a report of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says it has obtained credible information that Iran may be developing nuclear weapons. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
China opposes the proliferation of nuclear weapons and disapproves of any Middle Eastern country developing nuclear weapons. China has consistently advocated using dialogue and cooperation to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue.
Hong also says China is in no rush to take the matter back to the UN Security Council. Meanwhile, Iran is dismissing the report as politically motivated. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran will not retreat from its nuclear path. A Russian Mars probe that carries China's first Mars satellite has failed to reach its intended orbit. Russia's space agency says the craft is stuck in an Earth orbit. Engineers have 3 days to correct the fault before its batteries run out. Russian engineers say if its course can be corrected, everything else will go fine. Shortages of thermal coal are causing alarm, as reports say 17 cities and provinces around China have to suspend power supplies and coal distribution in order to maintain sufficient power to provide central heating to residences. Su Yi has the story.
Lin Baoqiang is an expert in the country's energy sector. Dr. Lin says that recently the country has been facing thermal coal shortages, not only in summer when factories feed on coal to keep buzzing, but also in winter as an increasingly affluent urban population seeks a more comfortable living standard. But despite efforts to subsidize heating companies and putting punitive prices on big power consumers like steel companies, Dr. Lin Baoqiang says the conflict between supply and demand is not an easy problem to resolve. He urges policymakers to prepare early to avoid the transportation rush.
If everyone prepares 3 months earlier, let's say, they will not have problems with congested traffic, because at that time we didn't have as much transportation activity as we are having now.
The huge demand for energy that has been unleashed by rapid economic growth seems to be insatiable and is asking policymakers to prescribe more than just painkillers. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.
The city of Wenzhou in eastern China has launched a series of financial reforms to help tackle the debt crisis of local small and medium-sized enterprises. The city government says Wenzhou will set up 100 microfinance firms, 2 to 4 private capital management companies, and a private financing register center. These measures are designed to help make private lending transparent and legal. 1/5 of Wenzhou's 360,000 SMEs have stopped operating due to cash shortages so far this year. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says the U.S. military has an open and robust relationship with China. Vice Admiral Scott Swift made the comments during a visit to Hong Kong with the USS George Washington Aircraft Carrier Group.
So China has national interests around the world, and rightfully so. They should have enjoy all the benefits of ensuring that those national interests are managed appropriately.
Swift went on to say the United States also shares many of China's interests, such as fighting human trafficking and drug smuggling. Based in Yokosuka, Japan, the U.S. 7th Fleet covers most of the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has confirmed he will resign after austerity measures are approved.
I want to ask the opposition in Parliament to approve these stability measures and, after the approval of the stability law, which will meet all the requests by Europe and the Eurogroup, and resign in order for the head of the state to hold talks with all political parties and decide what to do for the future.
Berlusconi's announcement comes after he lost his majority in a parliamentary vote on Tuesday. Berlusconi has been under mounting pressure to step down, given Italy's growing debt crisis and his own personal legal battles. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.